الإخوة ما بعد حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters with a new session of PI. And as we say today inshallah we're going to talk about some of the merits of Ramadan or some of the merits of fasting. Whether it is in Ramadan or in other than Ramadan. First of all, fasting is a worship that is made obligatory upon all the nations, before us, including the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fasting made obligatory upon them all. As what Allah Ta'ala said, سورة البقرة سورة نمبر 2 الله تعالى says يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون يا أيها الذين كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون آية من سورة البقرة سورة نمبر 2 آية نمبر 183 All you who believe fasting is prescribed to you as it was prescribed to the to those before you, that you may gain piety of taqwa. So fasting isn't something made obligatory upon us alone. But it is made upon every nation before us. And why is that made so? Why is fasting made obligatory? Is it to harm The answer comes from the same ayah, Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 183, that it is to purify one from his sins and to command his chest with piety, so it becomes pious. So that is the target. You fast so you become pious. And although fasting has difficulties, but as we all know that ease comes with difficulties, Allah Ta'ala never made fasting to harm us. As He Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala said as in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah number 185, at the end of the ayah, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. And this is sequence of the ayah where fasting is made obligatory in Ramadan. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, Allah intends every facility for you with ease. He does not want to put you to difficulties. And that's why before this, in the same ayah, but before this portion of the ayah, there Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّعْرَ فَلْيَصُمْهُ. So every one of you who is present meaning he's not traveling, he's not ill, or if she's a woman, she's not menses or after giving birth, then they must fast. So fasting is something very worthy and valuable for the Muslim. And in the Hadda, declares that one of the gates of the Jannah is only for people who fast. Who fast. As in the hadith, Prophet ﷺ said that the gate called Ar-Rayyan are only for people who fast. A gate called Ar-Rayyan. And as fasting is to this right or limit, then we got to know that those people who fast for the sake of Allah are given their reward. Which is the protection from the fire. And as Allah Ta'ala described those people who fasting in Surah At-Tawbah, Surah number 9, ayah number 112. At-ta'ibuna, al-abiduna, al-hamiduna, al-sabihuna, al-raki'una, al-sajidun, bil-ma'rufi, wal-nahuna al-munkar, والحافظون لحدود الله وبشر المؤمنين. Those that turned to Allah and repentance, and serve Him. So, السائحون are that of those who fast for the sake of Allah. Those who fast for the sake of Allah. And as many of the ulama of tafsir, the like of Ibn Jalil al-Tabari, who said, as-sa'ihuna here means as-sa'imun, people of fasting, or the people who fast. And it was said by Abu Huraira, Ibn Abbas, Ibn Jubayr, and others. And the second merit of fasting is that it is a worship that there is nothing equivalent to it. As in the hadith, reported by Ibn Hibban, أحمد النسائي الطبراني ابن أبي شيبة عبد الرزاق الصنعاني عند ثبت أبو أمامة صدي بن عجلان الباهلي نعم he said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gathered an army and he Abu Umama was one of them. He said, I came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and he said, O Messenger of Allah, invoke for me that Allah Ta'ala give me the Shahada. So the Prophet ﷺ said, Allahumma sallimhum wa ghallimhum. Oh Allah, protect them, preserve them, and give them the ghanima. He said, so we done. We won the battle and we got a lot of captives. He said, it was repeated 3 times for me. And then I came back again to him. And I said, Ya Rasulullah, I came to you 3 times in row asking you to pray for me with Shahada. But you said, Allahumma sallimum wa ghanimum. Oh Allah, preserve them and provide them the ghanima. So we were preserved and we got the ghanima. O Messenger of Allah, so command me with something that I do so I get to the Jannah. He said, عَلَيْكَ بِالصَّوْمِ فَإِنَّهُ لَا مِثْلَ لَهُ. Take fast and do fast as there is nothing like unto fasting. So the narrator from Umama said Abu Umama was never seen, or Abu Umama's house was never seen, or smoke was never seen out of the house of Abu Umama. That means that they did not used to cook except when they have a guest. So when the people see the smoke comes out of the house of Abu Umama, they know that there is a guest. So this is the second merit of fasting. And inshallah ta'ala we continue tomorrow with the rest of the merits of fasting. And now we give some time for questions, if you have some, as we got about, inshallah ta'ala, 15 minutes, we can take your questions in regard to the subject.
Go ahead, Nikhil Saleh. Okay, so Shaykh, regarding the dua after fasting, can we use the two of them? And when should they be said, before or after breakfast? Well, the dua is to be said just before breakfast or breakfast fast. As in the hadith, لِلصَّائِمِ دَعْوَةٌ مُسْتَجَابَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ. The person who is fasting, he will be given a chance of accepting dua by the time he is breaking the fast. It is not from the sunnah to use the two dua together at a time. It is moved every one separately from the other, so it is better to use this one time and the other time.